The Mars rover known as Spirit is poised to drive off onto the Martian surface. The rover currently is sitting on the spacecraft that carried it to a safe landing on Mars. Roll-off is scheduled for early tomorrow morning. After studying panoramic pictures of the landing site, scientists have decided where Spirit will be heading. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Scientists and engineers want to be extremely cautious as their rover explores its environment. So the rover will spend its first days studying the rocks and soil right near the lander. Then it will start taking small trips, 30 feet or so to begin with. But before too long, scientists hope for more ambitious targets. Principal investigator Stephen Squires described the first one at a news conference at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
Immediately to our northeast, at a distance of about 800 feet or so, is a crater 200 meters in diameter. This is an extremely attractive target. It will have dug down to a depth of tens of meters. It will probably have a rim that might be, I don't know what, 3, 4, 5 meters high, something like that.
Squire says inspecting the rocks around the crater is like getting a peek inside Mars, since the impact that formed the crater will have thrown up material from underneath the Martian surface. After examining the crater, Squire says Spirit will head for the hills, the 300-foot high hills off to the east.
I cannot tell you that we're going to reach those hills. This vehicle was designed, our requirement for how far we should be able to traverse over the course of the mission was 600 meters. These hills are five times that far away. Okay, so don't sit here and think, oh, we're going to go to the hills. We're going to go toward the hills. But even as we do, the view will get better and better.
While scientists look toward the future, mission engineers have been analyzing how the Spirit spacecraft behaved as it sliced through the Martian atmosphere on landing day. NASA's Rob Manning says one of the surprising things was how long the spacecraft waited before opening its parachute.
It was about a mile lower than our target altitude, and which kind of, as you can imagine, makes things a little bit more exciting toward the ground.
After it opened, Manning says the parachute actually did a better job than expected of slowing the Spirit's descent. A 200-mile-per-hour descent was planned. A 150-mile-per-hour descent occurred. Still pretty fast.
Just to remind you, 152 miles per hour, the vehicle is actually going 30 miles per hour faster than a skydiver. So this is where the parachute opens. So we are going very fast. And in fact, in our animations, some of the early animations we've been working on, you can see the ground coming toward you, and you realize that robots have nerves of steel or copper, as the case may be in this case. It is nerve-wracking to see the ground come at you that fast.
Of course, the spacecraft did stop in time. Airbags protected the lander as it bounced to the surface. Manning says they now believe the lander bounced 28 times before coming to a rest. The next crucial engineering hurdle is to drive the rover off the lander. Mission Flight Director Chris Lewicki says that should happen early Thursday morning Pacific time.
It'll be a 3-meter drive forward, pedal to the metal, and looking forward to getting 6 wheels on soil.
A smaller achievement than landing safely, but a crucial one just the same. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.